Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all
like $1 million bucks.
Things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
Today, I want to just share something with you along your way to wherever it is you're trying to get to. You know, everybody has a different definition for success. And I'm not here to tell you what yours should be. I mean, please pursue whatever you think success is. Aim as high as you can, though. That's for sure. My father used to say all the time, I'm sure you all have heard it in different variations, but he used to always say, aim for the moon. Just in case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. He'd say that to me all the time. So that always was in me to aim high. Now, he wasn't saying aim with the intent to miss. He was just saying aim. In case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. If you aim for the moon, but if you just aim for that first floor window and you miss it, you know, usually run into some type of wall and nothing happens. You slither down. You know, in my book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, I told people that men love three ways. They profess, they provide, they protect. And that's the core essence of a man's love. Well, there's some other P's in life, too. The number one thing you have to understand about trying to be successful, and I guess I call this the four P's. I may come up with five along the way. I don't know. I'm just talking as it's given to me. So I'm going to start by saying that these are the four P's of success that you have to get ready for. Number one is pressure. A lot of it is applied by the circumstance of what you're trying to go for and what you're trying to do. But a lot of it also is self-imposed pressure. It's what you put on yourself to make it. It's a sense of urgency. It's a sense of necessity. But pressure is the first thing I want you to be ready for. And pressure comes in a lot of different forms. But it's going to be pressure. There's an old saying that pressure busts a pipe. See, that's why most people turn around, because of the pressure of trying to be successful. I want you to get it in your mind that it is going to be a pressurized situation on your rise to the top. Pressure. But understand that that is what it is. It's not going to change. That's it. Prepare yourself. Get ready for there to be pressure. The second thing I want you to understand is when you receive this pressure, you have to persist. You got to stay at it. You got to develop a doggedness. there's a song out that says, "Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me." That's a funny line in that song, because really I was thinking about it one day. I was humming it and it occurred to me, said, why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me. And, you know, now you could take it in the literal sense that cat chases the dog, because it's innately, it's in his spirit that cats and dogs are a lot of times enemies. Now, people have pets and have proven that if you show love on both sides, they can exist. And that happens too. But naturally, innately, when your cat goes by a dog and your dog don't recognize him, there's some barking going on. I'm talking about just walking through the neighborhood or something. So, but the reason that this dog is so persistent towards this cat is just because it's in him. It's innately in him. And what I'm saying to you, just using that as an analogy, is that you got to be persistent in that you got to develop some dog in you now, because pressure takes some fighting back. See, if you don't fight back against pressure, pressure busts a pipe. So what you think it'll do to you? Pressure crack walls. Pressure cause explosions. So if you don't fight back to hold it in, you understand, pressure does most people in. The simple thing called pressure. The weight of what it feels like to want to be successful every single day, over and over and over and over and over. It's just too much pressure. People crack. You got to persist. You have to persist. The thought of giving up can come, but you got to get it out. You got to persist. The next thing I want you to think about is another something that I've been thinking about for years and learned for years. It's called perseverance. To persist means to insist. The key word in persist is insist. You must insist that this is going to happen. Now, the persist, I'm assuming, means it's a proaction. It's some type of proaction that you go towards it to make it, you know, persist. You got to be persistent. You got to be constantly at it. Insisting that it happens, you got to be constantly at it. But the next thing I want you to remember is perseverance. Perseverance is important. Perseverance means that when you've done your best, when you've persisted, when you're fighting back against the pressure, perseverance simply means I'm going to hang in here. If a crack come in the pipe, I'm going to hang in there. If the pipe bust, I'm going to keep going. If I got to put duct tape, mud, whatever I got to put on this thing, man, I'm going to use perseverance. I'm going to stay with it no matter what. So we looking at the three things again. You got to understand that it's going to be pressure, that you're going to have to persist. Key word in persist is insist. You have to insist that no matter what the pressure is, I'm going to stay with it. But then perseverance, if it goes wrong, man, you got to get in there and keep fighting. But then, Lord have mercy, nothing helps you handle the three P's better than the fourth P. You got to pray. You got to use prayer. You got to talk to God. You got to use faith. You got to have some conferences with him late at night, early in the morning, in the middle of the afternoon, when you're on the train, when you're driving. You got to talk to God, man. You got to get yourself some help along the way. Nothing is bigger than prayer. There is nothing bigger than prayer. Prayer will help you overcome the pressure. Prayer will help you stay persistent. And Lord have mercy, prayer will help you persevere. Them is the four P's. God gave that to me. I'm passing it on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your undivided attention. Today is a special day. I woke up this morning, let me just tell it to you, filled with nothing but gratitude. I'm going to be honest with you. I normally sit on the edge of my bed and I tell God, thank you for waking me up. This morning, I dropped down on my knees this morning because I couldn't believe that the Lord God Almighty done let me see another trip around the sun. I can't even tell you how grateful I am today. I don't have nothing in me except gratitude. I ain't picked up my phone. I ain't did nothing. You know, a couple people done text me, you know, happy birthday, but man, let me tell you something. Whew. The reason I normally take my birthday off, but today, I came to work today because I owe God everything. And I thought the best way to celebrate my birthday this year was to come on this radio show and tell everybody who is willing to listen to me that there's no relationship you can have that's better than your relationship with the Lord. Because that's the one relationship that don't falter, waver, shift, unless you do. It don't waver, shift, change. He the same. He always there. You ain't got to look for him. He always on time. He ain't ever been late. He done taught me so much stuff this year. I just came on this show this morning on my birthday to say, man, happy birthday to me. Because I'm so glad I know the Lord, and I'm even more happy that he know me. Because, God, dog, where would I be with if it wasn't for him? This is Steve Harvey Morning Show. This is how we're doing it today. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior.
Uh-uh. Hmm. Don't ask me.
Let us say happy birthday.
No, we got to say birthday. Thank you to you, man. Mm-hmm.
The floor is open.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy birthday,
happy
Steve.
Happy birthday, Harvey.
Happy birthday to you.
Don't do that. Happy birthday, big dog.
Happy
birthday.
Look at you.
Yeah, smiling.
You made it, Steve.
67. Awesome.
And looking good at it, wearing it well.
67, man.
Come on,
you ain't got no cane. You walk smooth still.
See straight.
You fly.
Still fight. Everything.
Mm. A dog in a heartbeat. But not about many things, Junior. I've reduced the amount of fights I will have.
Thank you, Lord. Finally.
Amen.
I will fight you about my children. I will fight you about my wife.
As you should.
And I will fight you about my mama. Don't say nothing about Illosville Harvey. Other than that.
Yeah.
Y'all can walk away from the rest of it. You talk about me, I don't even care. Bro, let me tell you.
Clearly.
I don't even care when you're talking about me.
I know that's right.
Steve, it's your birthday. We're going to celebrate you today.
I'm going to sit here and let y'all go.
Yeah, let's celebrate you today. Happy birthday,
when y'all
gonna Steve.
Start?
And now, we're already starting.
Okay, I ain't know.
It's also the baby's birthday, too. Tasha Farrell.
Yeah.
Sweet 16 today. We'll talk about it. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we will hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this. Happy birthday, Steve!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
I got a prank for you, but I want to say happy birthday to my uncle. An amazing, amazing man who have accomplished so much in his lifetime. And I want to say you doing the doggone thing and mentoring young men and mentoring even older men. And I want to say, man, I take my hat off to you. You're doing the doggone thing, and you are definitely an example for all the men that are walking out there. Ain't no joke to it, just happy birthday. That's it right there. Yeah, real talk.
All right.
Real talk. I get to cussing you out a little later, but that right there was real talk.
Tomorrow.
Now.
You're picking back up
tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow now. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow. We back on Cleveland tomorrow now. I'm going to we Cleveland free today. We Cleveland free today.
Intelligence come from. It's just flashing. I'm so damn confused.
Well, that's Thomas right there.
So this right here, this is surveillance. Run that prank back. This is surveillance. Let's go, Cat Dog. Yes, I'm trying to reach a please.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mrs. Please.
Who's calling?
Hello, my name is Officer from the Connor Police Department, Narcotics Division.
And you, and where is this call from?
Police Department, Narcotics Division, ma'am. My name is Officer.
Okay. This.
I'm giving you a call. There is a possibility. I'm going to try and get the particulars with you. You have two sons. Do you have one and?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's reason to believe that there is some narcotics going on with these two gentlemen.
No.
Now, I wanted to speak with you about it. My understanding that you're over the crime watch, actually, in that particular area.
Yes, sir.
And I know that here lately there's been camp. Hello? Hello?
Hang on the phone. Go ahead. I'm here.
It's my understanding you guys have. I know you put surveillance cameras up. So you can actually get a general area of what's going on, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where has been within the last week, because what we've done is we've put somebody on them and watched them very closely, and we're wanting to know from you, because I understand that you are the person over the crime watch, what's going on with your two sons?
Well, sir, for one thing, I don't allow drugs to sell from my house, period. I don't even allow that, because I am the head of the crime watch. I don't even allow people to even come back here to buy drugs.
Okay.
Now, I know some kids that's mad at my kids. They were calling the cops in my house, coming to my house and throwing rocks and everything. But I can assure you, sir, that's one thing I do not play. I do not allow people to even come back to my house.
Okay. Now, are there surveillance cameras, ma'am, that are pointing in any area, like in your back?
We haven't really activated it no more.
Okay. Where exactly were your cameras pointing? What angle were they?
Towards the road.
Towards the road.
Uh-huh.
All right. Is there anything in the backyard area of where you are?
No.
Okay.
That's the only one we had.
All right. Here's what's going on. We're actually, and I'm going to just be completely honest with you, Ms. There's a possibility of a raid coming in there, because we truly believe that are having some type of contraband in that house right there.
Could you just hold on for a minute, sir?
Sure.
Hello?
See if you can get that tech in here for
Hello?
Me, please. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you spoken to your...
Sir, let me tell you one thing, okay? I will bust a... If, I don't even allow to come back to my house at all. I don't play that... I'm the head of crime watch. I think all they need to go get a job and stop messing up their damn life. That's what's wrong with them, okay? And I don't play that, and I don't appreciate that.
Okay. Are the two boys there right now?
Yeah, they're here.
Can I speak with those guys one by one, please? You mind if I do that, Ms.?
Call to the phone. They don't want to come to the phone.
Nobody wants to talk to the officer of the law, huh? What do you think, Ms.? I'm going to try to handle this as diligently as possible. Do you think I should come out and speak with your boys there at...
No.
I'm trying to avoid a raid happening.
No, you ain't going to avoid, because I'm avoiding my damn self.
No, I'm trying to avoid a raid coming to your home, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to do. I want to call and talk to you sensible and see if I can get some things rectified here. Because right now, it seems like the camera should be actually pointing at your back door or your backyard so I can see what's going on there. That's what seems to be happening here.
Okay. Well, do what you got to do. You know, but I'm going to go up.
Okay. Well, before you do all of that, can we pretty much make sure that we know what we're talking about? Do you think that they have contraband in the household?
No, I don't allow that in my household.
Okay.
I'm a Christian woman. I don't allow that in my household.
Have you beat these children before on this particular issue? Have you had problems with them in the past on this?
No.
All right. I'm just trying to square it up as quick as possible. I don't want you going through and being stressed out about this particular issue, but I know that from my understanding, you're supposed to be a law-abiding person. And you're
I'm very law-abiding. Very.
Right.
And very. I care very much about my community, and that's why I do not allow these things in my community. And if they're doing it, trust me, I'm going to be on as soon as I hang on this phone.
Well, I don't want you to hang up just yet, because I got a couple more things I want to talk to you about. Because if you need me to come over there and bust some with you, I'll do it.
Come and bust some. Yeah, I need that. Come bust some. And I'm going to help you butt some too.
Okay. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
Yes.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked. You got pranked by and
oh, my goodness. I'm going to kick they behind. Don't do that, because I take that very serious.
They told me you are about cleaning up the community, and they bet not be nowhere around there selling no dope.
And I mean, all they got to do is look at me, and I stare at them, and they automatically leave.
And that's a good thing, though.
Oh, my goodness, I'm going to get you back.
No, you can't get me. No, you can get them.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. I don't believe this. And here I'm, like, nervous. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. I ain't want you to get off that phone, because you finna go beat them boys.
That's right, because that I do not play. You know, I am not about to have no cops run up in my house.
Ms. Do we need more people like you in the community that's making sure that we ain't dirtying up the neighborhood? We need you, baby.
Thank you.
Well, darling, you keep doing what you're doing. I got one more thing to ask you, though. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show
Steve
in the land.
Steve Harvey, Tommy Caller, and Shirley Strawberry.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Ask the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we'll find out how the birthday boy will be celebrating today.
Yeah.
The Emmys. Credit Mama Doris, Miss Doris, for helping keep this year's show on time. A random guy just grabbed LeBron James during Monday night's game. We'll tell you what happened with that. And good news, you can buy or rent, if you didn't see it, The Color Purple from home now. That's all at the top of the hour.
All right.
Right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Come on, birthday boy. Corey in Hoover writes, I'm 19 and I have a 2-year-old son. My boyfriend and I moved in together and my dad has cut me off because of how I choose to live. My boyfriend is really sweet to our son and I have a good life, but I need my daddy. Will he ever forgive me?
Yeah, he gonna have to. He gonna have to. And to anybody else out there who has a child that has made a mistake, try to remember your younger years and the mistakes that were not recorded due to the lack of phone cameras and social media.
Thank God.
Also, stop allowing the actions of your children to cause you embarrassment because it's not your fault. Get over it. Continue to do your job as a parent. Your dad will have to get over it. He's a grandfather now. That don't change. That don't change. Because you mad how it happened and the timing of it and how you choose to live. Your father's probably, he's mad because he doesn't like the decisions you've made. But you grown now. You 19 with a baby. Child rearing years is over. So you have to make the adjustments, dad, and move on. And he will. Eventually he will. But you keep telling him that. I need my father. Now, he going to be stubborn. You ain't need me when you weren't listening to me. Well, they don't listen sometimes. They're called children, and they don't listen sometimes. And you got to let them fall. And not, trust and believe, what the dad don't understand is the young girl, she going through it right now. Because 19 with a baby is hard, because 30 with a baby is hard. So, she catching it. You ain't got to teach her no more lessons. Life is doing its due now. Thank you. Next one, Shirley.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Birthday boy. Yvette in Winston-Salem says, I'm a stay-at-home wife. My husband is a doctor and works long hours. I found out that he has a studio apartment by the hospital so he can rest between shifts. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea, but why didn't he tell me first and give me a key?
Well, you know, when he resting, you know, he probably don't want to be interrupted with the rest. You know, he just over there just resting and chilling and everything. And, you know, just resting. You coming over there talking. He can't get no rest. You know, it just. And then he's so busy at the hospital. You just said he's busy. He worked long hours. He probably just forgot to tell
that's
you about
that's your
that.
Answer.
And then, you know, and then he ain't had time to stop down at the key making shop. Because, you know, they stopped having them little buildings in the middle of the parking lot in front of Kmart like they used to, where you could get your key made when you were driving by. They stopped doing that now. So where he going to get the key made at? There's just so many reasons why you don't have a key. Hey, when the last time you seen the doctor in Lowe's? When the last time you seen the doctor?
Doctors don't go to Lowe's.
My question is, when have you seen the doctor in Lowe's?
That's what you're going with, though. That's your answer.
That's your answer.
Yeah, you know, he fix people. He don't fix walls.
He got a whole apartment lease money, and he didn't tell us
why. And he never told her. She had to find out on her own. Okay.
Yeah, just interesting how stuff. You know, busy down there saving lives.
Yeah,
he down there at Grady Hospital. You know how many people come through there? Oh, yeah. Mercy. He just busy.
I'm going to let you have that one because it's your birthday.
Saving lives. One of the best trauma centers in the world is in Grady Hospital down there in Atlanta. Hats off to all the doctors down there. So he probably down there and just forgot. That's all.
All right. Moving on to Simone in West Philly. Simone writes, I was intimate with a guy from my past, and he ran and told all of our mutual friends. I had hopes that our one-night stand might turn into something special, but it seems like he just wanted bragging rights. Should I tell him how I feel or not?
Yeah, well, I mean, what that's going to change? He told everybody now.
What's up with
and,
you?
And you can go on and tell him how you feel.
What real man do that?
What's all this kissing and telling?
What, you know, the question this year is, what real man does anything? I'm just so confused now.
We just dragging manhood through the mud. I'm just, it's so many things I just have found out that men don't do, and I'm just.
Mm-hmm. Are you shocked?
You know, us real men, man, we're gonna start making some rules.
We need a meeting.
Okay.
We need a meeting.
I like that.
I might even do it at my ranch, man. I'm just having manhood meetings. Just all men. Just tired of all these fake men out here. Let's just meet, talk. Mm-hmm. You know, just check them every now and then. Hey, man. Hey. You made the rules.
All right, Faith in Texarkana. This is our last one. Steve says, My boyfriend is married. Make sure you catch that. And he feels terrible about cheating. But he's addicted to me. I found out his wife has a side dude. Should I tell him about her to ease his conscience a little bit?
God.
Oh, she's so helpful.
Good.
She is really a friend. Oh.
If you ain't trying to break up a relationship with that information you have, and you don't know that to be the case, you want it to be the case, you heard some gossip, and now you want to be the one to bring him the news to help ease the thing, it's not going to change the way he feel about you. See, y'all think y'all going to take these dudes some information that's going to change how he feel about you. It ain't going to change nothing. Let's just say it were true that she had a dude on the side. How you think that's going to play out for you?
That don't make you number one.
You still side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's trying to raise her rank?
Okay, ladies, let me help y'all understand something.
Okay.
When you go to any chicken place and you read the menu, the main item is chicken.
Oh, yes,
they have a small section at the end of the menu, right before desserts, that says sides. Ain't nobody ever been to Popeyes and ordered the slaw platter. Ain't nobody ever been to Popeyes and ordered the red beans and rice platter. You can't go get the corn platter. There is no mashed potato platter. You are a side. Sides don't become main because they don't cost what the main costs. The mashed potatoes ain't the same price as the chicken. It's cheaper.
Who this hurt?
You can't be the main because you a side. Peas is not a main.
Peas. All right.
Grilled vegetables is not a main.
Thank you, use birthday
a
boy.
Side.
Coming up next, entertainment news, and we're gonna find out how Steve
you get two sides with your meal.
With the coffee.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, we got to say happy 67th birthday to our leader.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Only we love him. Steve Harvey, 67 today. You look good.
Fly as hell.
Mm-hmm. You do.
Fly as hell.
Yes.
What you going to do today?
I ain't even scared, huh?
What you going to do when we get off work?
I don't know. Okay.
I don't even know.
Your party?
Is
it
a party for you?
No, don't party. I don't like enough people to throw a party.
Hey, God.
What gift do you want that you don't have? Because you have everything.
Well, I got them, but, you know, I love a watch. But, this year, I don't think I'm going to do that.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going
to do something different.
What?
I'm going to do something different this year. I'm going to... Instead of a watch this year, I'm going to just...
What?
I'm about to be so baller.
Come on. I'm going to just do like an investment, you know?
Really?
Okay. What are you buying? An investment. What are you buying?
You know, just put that instead of buying a watch, put that money on something. You know? Mm-hmm. I tell you who it won't be on. It won't be on none of them damn kids. I'm just that. No, I'm gonna have a selfish moment today. You know, I'm just curious. You know, they ain't gonna give me nothing. They ain't give me nothing.
Really?
Are you just saying that so you won't be disappointed? No.
I'm saying that cause I already know not to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Cause they ain't gonna give me nothing. Uh-huh. I pretty much understand the dilemma they got. You know, yeah. so I'm really mad at it.
What to get?
Do they expect something on their birthday?
You know the answer.
They're older now, right?
See,
they don't.
See, I ain't. Listen to me, man. For example, Christmas. I got about one gift. That's Marge. I don't know what everybody else be getting. People tell me, "Oh, Daddy, thank you so much." I have no idea when they be opening the box, and I be just as surprised.
It's new to you.
You didn't know either.
Yeah, I'm not into that. So I'm not, like, when they get birthday gifts, I don't know. Marjorie does all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. She take that word from me. I don't miss nobody's birthday. Marjorie on top of everything. Uh-huh. So I don't really know. I just, you know, if they call me, if they send me a nice text, you know, what I mean to them, what I taught them, that's really good enough for me at this stage. Cause please don't buy me nothing I don't want. Don't do that.
Man, take the pressure off.
Like
of us.
What don't you want?
Don't buy me no socks. Don't buy me. I don't want no damn T-shirt with no writing on it. You know, slogan. I know you really motivate people, so I bought you this T-shirt right here. I don't want that.
What do you want?
I hope you accept it graciously and gracefully if they give that to you.
Well, if they don't see me. But if they looking at me when I'm holding it, I ain't really good at playing it off.
Like the time on the Emmys and you didn't win that
award. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen you do. When you looked around and said WTF. Yeah.
Cash cab.
Uh-oh, sorry I brought that
and
up.
And it was canceled.
Yeah, and it was...
When it was canceled. It was canceled.
On the ground, I went...
We saw you look around.
We saw
you.
Yes, we were like, oh my God, Steve, fix your face.
Your whole
That's the last time I went down there, too. All it my is. Kids was texting me, Daddy, Daddy, we can see you. Yeah, whatever. get these cameras out of my face.
Because I cannot hide
Cash
it.
Cash cam. Yeah.
All right, one more question, Steve.
Yes.
As you celebrate your 67th birthday, what's on your vision board? For year 67.
All I gotta do is pull it up. Right here it is, right here. Mm-hmm. See, I gotta keep it moving because I've learned not to share it with people because it's haters out there.
Oh,
but that's it right there. Uh-huh. I'm just showing it to you in case somebody try to screen shoot it.
All right.
That's it.
Okay.
So on Happy the vision birthday, board, one of the things is to get healthy, to get lean. To get down to 16% body fat, I want you to know that I will be taking that off because I'm at 16.7% body fat. I reached that goal.
Wow.
And I am more
That's
healthy
fantastic.
Now.
Congratulations.
My other goal is to help others.
Mm-hmm.
To become a global speaker.
Mm-hmm.
To change millions of young men's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
To build a bridge between Africa, UAE, and USA. To build out and complete my ranch. That's to build dormitories, theater, gym, Abraham House of Prayer on it, a new lodge, a STEM center, an esports gaming place, and a sustainable farm. I've already had a sustainable farm started. And solar power, I'm working on that with Georgia Power. I have a cash flow goal. I have a liquidation goal.
He working with the power company.
Big God. Things.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get a global business jet. I'd nice. Like that. Mm-hmm. I saw one on the tarmac the other day that was so nasty. Good Lord. Little bitty ass dude got off the plane. I damn near want to say, hey, man, can I see the inside of your plane, please? It was that dope. And then,
did you get a picture?
Nah. You know, I want to get a master's membership jacket.
And of course, since we're talking birthdays, we have to say happy birthday to our baby on this show. I feel like we all raised our baby, Tasha, 16.
Tasha.
Oh yeah,
sweet Tasha. 16. She's they have 16? The same birthday. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. My daughter Tasha mm-hmm. Farrell. Today Tasha is her birthday. Farrell. My daughter is 16 years old. Years Steve. Ago? Yes,
can you
16
believe that?
Years old. Yeah,
I remember when you were pregnant. Wow,
uh-huh. All of that. Happy birthday, baby
happy
girl.
Birthday.
Mommy loves you so much. So
we all love you.
Happy
Tasha.
Birthday from Uncle Thomas.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, after Monday night's Iowa caucus, Donald Trump is in the lead. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Donald Trump, surprise, surprise, won the Republican Iowa caucuses on Monday night, and the win brings him one step closer to becoming the Republican Party's presidential nominee for the 2024 election this year. Trump accounted for 51% of the votes and 20 delegates. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis came in second place with just over 21% of votes and 8 delegates, and former governor of South Carolina Nikki Haley was close behind him with 19.1% of votes and 7 delegates. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy came in fourth place, and he has officially suspended his campaign, and he is endorsing Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. Okay.
His whole move from the beginning. He want to be vice president.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody going for this right here. Nobody like your ass. Get out of here.
The next... presidential
don't
primary.
Don't nobody like him. This little arrogant little twerp.
Yeah.
Don't nobody like him. He's unlikable. DeSantis is unlikable. Trump is unlikable. But they love him.
Yeah. They love him.
Because they are just like him. I'm telling y'all, we are going to have to get to the polls, no matter how you feel about this election. We have got to get to the polls for a simple reason. If you don't vote, you are voting for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Stop this foolishness about what he's done for African Americans. Don't these little twisting bends they do? He ain't done nothing for nobody. Nobody. Do y'all remember when the rallying cry was repeal and replace Obamacare? What happened to that?
Well, he had nothing to replace it.
Yeah, they had nothing.
And most Republicans and people need Obamacare, the Health Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
They need it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for them, and they know it.
Yeah.
So they had to let that go. They ain't talking about that no more. Get off this trip about how old Biden is. I don't care how slow he moving.
this is the pace we want.
Trump is old, too, though.
Also, let's stop this foolishness they got. Under Donald Trump, that was peace in the world. Under Biden, 3 wars. Biden ain't started none of them wars. Biden didn't invade, Russia invaded Ukraine. That was a Putin decision. That had nothing to do with him. The continued ongoing war that's been happening in Israel and the Palestine, that's been going on for God knows how long. That needs to end. And then this whole thing about Yemen, whatever, what are we talking, that's none of that's Biden's fault. Man, y'all listening to the wrong narrative, man. You are going to allow a guy into the office that has tried to destroy the democratic system and the Constitution that y'all got y'all whole faith wrapped on, what y'all forefathers made.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna destroy that. It ain't worth nothing else to know around, but he gonna destroy that.
Mm-hmm. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of One Has to Go right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, get ready, guys. It's time for a quick game of One Has to Go. Kissing, talking, eye contact during intimacy.
Yes, sir.
Kissing, talking, eye contact. One has to go. We kissing, talk. We talking, or we looking, gazing into
we're
each other's
talk.
Eyes.
We didn't already talk. Let's hear that.
No, hell no, I got to talk. No.
Eye contact, I don't need that.
Damn near full blown.
I understand.
I have several questions the entire time I'm in there. Damn, questions. I want responses, you know.
There you go. I want responses too. I want to
I got to talk. All that eye contact.
Okay. We're not going to be face to face, no.
We ain't in here to see. We ain't here to feel. We ain't here to see. I'm not looking no more. I looked at you. That's why we in here. I looked at you.
Mm-hmm. All right. One has to go. Six packs, abs, being handsome or wealthy? Handsome, wealthy, or a six pack? Which one?
Well, I ain't never
one
been handsome.
Handsome, wealthy, go. Or a six pack?
Uh-huh. One has to go.
I ain't never been handsome. So
well, which one is already gone?
It's already.
Come on, birthday boy.
Let me speak for everybody on this show right here.
See, right there. Right there.
I'm going to speak for everybody on this show right here. Uh-huh. Name them again, Shirley. One has to go.
Six pack, mm-hmm. Handsome, or wealthy?
So you're speaking for the men. So what? Yeah. Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm speaking for the men.
Okay, on this show.
Uh-huh. On this show. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Two of these is gone.
which
automatically.
It ain't a six pack on this show.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody handsome on this.
But we wealthy as hell, though.
I got a four pack.
See right there. Four pack ain't worth a damn.
You know,
it's six pack. Everybody sitting up here counting four bumps.
But Tommy and Junior work out.
I don't care. I still ain't there,
what
sure.
They do? They ain't got no six pack, Shannon. Not hard to get a six pack.
I ain't working out that
hard. And let's get on this handsome thing. That's another thing missing.
That's another one that you missing. Now, don't get on your birthday and get too high and mighty. You just the one missing that part. I told you, Junior, ain't nobody going to be ugly with y'all.
What? Tommy, we all are sitting up here on this Zoom.
I'm looking at you.
No one is coming to your rescue right now. Nobody. Shirley laughing, Carla smiling,
dying.
Monica smiling.
What?
You are not handsome. You don't have a six pack.
I got a four.
So wealthy.
Now we can talk about them cars and them chateaus you live in and all this here. Junior got a new house, new truck.
Okay.
I ain't even gonna mention mine. We just hit mine and leave mine alone.
You shouldn't.
Matter of fact, Shirley, you can change the question, but which two has to go? I just gonna get my two out the way right now.
Yeah, I wish you up.
Yeah, we can get rid of all these except one. Now, next one, Shirley, go ahead.
All right, spades, dominoes, blackjack. One has to go.
Spades, dominoes, and blackjack.
Uh-huh, one has to go.
Blackjack.
Yeah. Blackjack, that's money.
Yeah,
when you winning,
spades and dominoes.
Money's
21
and stuff.
Vegas.
Look, I can't get rid of this.
What is we out here for?
Vegas.
Man.
Spades, dominoes, blackjack.
I ain't played dominoes in a long time, so. Yeah, I hadn't let dominoes go. I ain't played dominoes in a long
But you
time.
Like it,
well,
though.
Well, when I was playing, though, who I used to hit Tommy. Hey!
You done got beat, too? What did you talk about?
I'm talking about the bulk, the vast majority. Go ahead, next one.
All right. Ocean view, mountain view, city skyline.
Say
one
it again.
Has to go.
Say it again.
Ocean view, mountain view, city skyline. One has
city
to go.
City skyline.
View. Uh-huh. One has to go.
Yeah, I don't need to see
Skyline. I can't know about that.
We're not in the mountains, are you? I don't like heights like that.
Mountains are
you. So mountains can go.
View. Most tall people
well,
don't.
The curb is high for you, sir.
All right, thank you. That's one had to go for today. All right, coming up next, today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he wants to talk to my ex. All right, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few.
What is that about?
Uh-huh. He wants to talk to my ex? What? All right. Right now, it's time for the nephew in today's prank phone call. All right, nephew. What you got for us today?
Well, you know, I don't get to run this particular prank that often. You know, we've had words about it. It has been discussed between he and myself several times. And a couple times I thought he was actually going to hit me, but he did not do that. I think it got pretty close, pretty tight. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess, let's just go and be real. A lot of folks almost got the ass whipped behind this prank right here. Let's just be real. Oh, yes. Yeah, let's just go and keep it like it really is. Just this one right here. This one right here created a whole lot more than what you think. This is when I decided to prank my uncle, and I brought in some reinforcements because I knew my uncle knew every character, every inflection of my voice. He knew it. So I knew I had to bring in somebody else to help me do it. Mm-hmm. Brought somebody in, one of my partners who I called Chuck P. And man, we put this thing down and we pranked Uncle Steve. It's right here. Neff pranks Unc. That's what this is. Cat dog, if you would.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying to you right now that he's telling on everybody. He's snitching on everybody.
That ain't got nothing to do with me, man. That ain't my book. That's his damn book.
Put him on the phone then. I'll tell him. I ain't nobody scared of Steve.
He ain't writing about you.
Yeah, he did. He done told on me. He done told on all my boys. He's telling on everybody, man.
Hey, dog, his book ain't got nothing to do with you, man.
No, but his book do got something to do with me because everything that Steve done learned as he was growing up from the hood, telling on everybody, and I'm tired of this. He ought to go somewhere and sit down.
Hey, dog, you got to get right with your girl.
Listen, if he's schooling my girl, he ain't got no business coming in my house, in my car, telling every damn thing.
Hello? Who is this?
Who is this?
Hold on, man. This is Steve Harvey. Who is this?
This is Chuck P, man. Listen here, man. Okay, I was on the phone with your nephew, and I'm just saying this to you, Steve, okay? All love to you, dude. I see you on the front of Essence. I see you on the Family Feud on your radio show. So why don't you go somewhere and sit out and quit telling on everybody?
Wait.
And I mean this on everything, Steve. I'm riding in the car with my family. I got to turn my radio off because you telling game. We grew up sticking together. If I'm running a little game to make my ends meet or whatever it is, that's my business. You ain't got no business telling on me.
Hold up. Wait a minute. First of all, I don't know who you are.
I know you don't, but I know who you are, and we listen to the show, okay?
Hold on. First thing you're going to do, though, back up a little bit, dog, because you're talking to me crazy.
Hey, Steve, ain't nobody scared of you because you got money.
Whoa. Hey, this ain't got nothing to do with no money, and I ain't going to be too many.
Wait a minute. Just enjoy your life. You found the perfect wife for you. You found the perfect person, the perfect relationship. Okay, that's good. God bless you.
Hold up. Don't put God in this. Leave God out of this because you ain't calling from the God angle. See, people kill me with that part right there. God bless you. Don't throw God. You don't want God to bless me because you're talking too crazy to me. That's for starters right there. But since you're talking crazy to me, let me turn you on to something. You out there running game, that's your problem. Run your game. You can't get mad at me because I'm doing what I do. See, man, y'all kill me. You out there doing what you want to do, like you all of this right here, then you coming to me because I'm trying to empower somebody. I don't give a damn about you, man. Feel how you want to feel about me, but what you ain't going to do, though, is talk to me like you crazy. Because I ain't that.
Wait a minute, Steve. Let's make the playing field fair, okay? You got the airwaves. You got the microphone. You got the ability to touch a lot of people, okay? And you just telling. You're a walkie-talkie.
Hold up. This ain't got nothing to do with the airwaves. This ain't got nothing to do with the media. This just me and you talking. I can talk to you personally. personally, me and you can talk. Anytime you want to.
Just like
you ain't been home,
Listen,
though,
Steve, just
hold
talk
hold
like
though.
Me and then. Let's
you call. You talking all this yet? See, it's people like you, man. Dog, you why I wrote a book in the first place. Because you're always somewhere trying to act like you're something that you ain't. Now you got the source on the phone. Now you trying to make it about money and the meat. This is me and you, just two men talking. Not what you want.
And if it's two men then talking it from one man to another, why don't you just go somewhere and sit down and quit telling?
First of all, I ain't got to sit down. You already doing nothing as it is. See, but soon as somebody go out and do something, try to do something positive, you got some old shaking, bake, shimmy wag like you sitting up in here, man, wanting to go sit down somewhere. I ain't going sitting down no damn where. You can miss me with that. I say what I want to say. And who are you anyway? You ain't even doing nothing.
Hey, don't tell me I ain't doing nothing. I tell you what I am doing. I'm trying to do something, but every time I take a step, you take two steps.
Y'all kill me. Why don't you quit trying and do something? You all kill me, man, with that old you trying to do something. Why don't you do something, dog? You shouldn't have been here talking to me about what you trying. You probably selling that same thing to your people. You trying. When are you tired of me and trying stuff? When you going to do something?
I'm doing something right now, Steve.
Right now you're talking to me on the phone. You could be improving your relationship with your girl or whoever you're trying to get it together with, but you're on the phone with me complaining because I done wrote a book. Man, don't read the damn book. You probably ain't read it no way. And don't watch the TV show. You probably ain't working enough to pay the bill no how.
Hey, let me wait a minute, dude. You don't know nothing about me, okay? You don't know nothing about my finances. You don't know how
I ain't family. About you your know. Finances. This is about you as
Steve,
a man.
All you
know what y'all can hear what y'all do to me. Hear what y'all do to me. Y'all always talking to me on an email somewhere. Y'all always on the blog talking about me. You don't even know me. Then when you give me face-to-face, you want to bring up money. This conversation ain't got nothing to do about money. I ain't brought up money one time. It's about manhood. Now, why don't you do that right there?
Wait a minute. No, Steve, it ain't about money now because you got it. Okay, because you got it. When you was broke, I bet that wasn't your attitude.
Guess what, though? When I was broke, though, I was working. I wasn't sitting on the phone crying to some other man about what he making me feel with my wife. Yeah, every time I take a step forward, you got me taking two steps up. That's why you ain't taking a step forward.
Give me this, man. Can I tell you something? You just got pranked, though. I'm seeing you. I just pranked the out of you, man. I finally got the
ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Steve has been pranked.
You did good, though. You did good.
This is the prank you picked for his birthday.
I really wanted to say some other things.
Because when I'm talking to ignorant people, I try not to let them bring me down on their level.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, I have a level that's way, way lower than that.
You went lower than lowest.
It.
It's a classic, though.
It's classic, baby. Mm-hmm.
You go classic, low, we classic. Cracking ankles.
Yes, the bottom. Come on.
Man, stupid.
I tear the skin off the bottom of your feet, partner.
Yes. Dayton, Ohio, the nephew coming to the Funny Bone, 26th and 27th. That is Friday and Saturday, 26th, 27th. The nephew coming to town. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, nephew, thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he wants to talk to my ex. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: he wants to talk to my ex. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was married for 4 short years, and my ex-husband and I are still really good friends. But we can't seem to get along well enough to live together. I moved to a nearby city to start over so I wouldn't have to run into him all the time. As soon as I moved and got a job transfer, I started dating a guy at work. I have been seeing him for a little over a year, and we have a lot in common except sex drive. So a few days ago, I drove back to my old stomping grounds to finalize my divorce. Then my ex-husband and I ended up having sex in the parking lot of the courthouse. He followed me home over an hour away, and we got busy all night. It really felt good to be back in his arms. But I kept getting phone calls and texts from my boyfriend, and his text said he was worried about me. I managed to text him back and tell him I wasn't feeling good and I was in bed. The next morning, I did not go to work, so my boyfriend came by to see if I needed anything. I had to tell him I had COVID, so he wouldn't stay. He knew that I had gone to deal with my ex and my divorce, so he suggested I call my ex to let him know that I have COVID so he could go and get tested. He said I need to do the right thing, and if I don't tell my ex, he will. He knows he can call my ex at his barbershop. He's threatened to do it before, and I told him if he calls my ex-husband, I'm breaking up with him. That made him think that I have something to hide, and I do. My ex-husband will be completely honest about everything if my boyfriend calls him. I love my boyfriend, but is he the wrong man for me if he can't trust me enough to believe what I tell him? What? Wow. Trust you? Why should he trust you? You did everything to make not only him, your boyfriend, but any man not trust you. I mean, what was your man supposed to think? You said you moved away from your ex so you could stop running into him. Then as soon as you see him, you sleep with him. He drove an hour to sleep with you. You didn't answer your boyfriend's calls or his text messages. You didn't show up for work the next day. And you're obviously not such a good liar, because he's itching to call your ex to find out what happened, period. That's why he's going to call him. It's not because he's such a nice guy that he wants your ex to know that you have COVID and he needs to get checked. That's not why he's doing it. Your boyfriend wants answers, not the lies you told him. It's not that he's the wrong man for you. You're the wrong woman for him. You can't be trusted. If he had done this to you, you would have really broken up with him and not just threatened to do it with him. Okay? You would have broken up with him. Come on, birthday boy. Steve?
Okay. All right, I got it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Now, let me explain something to y'all. First of all, this letter is a complete and utter mess. I don't know why y'all write us with this type of stuff and expect us to have an answer for a whole lot of wrong. Now, you want to make a right out of all this? So many wrongs in here. You know, you was married 4 short years ago. What is short years? All of them is 365 days. So, you know, you're lying. I was married for 4 short years. No. 4 years, same length, everybody. Okay. But my ex-husband and I are still really good friends. That's kind of troubling to me also. I think it's another lie. I moved to a nearby city so I could stop running into him all the time. Now, come to find out later on in the letter that her husband is a barber. How you keep running into a barber at a barber shop all the time is a miracle to me, because they usually work in one place. Now, if you quit taking your ass down there to the barber shop, you can probably quit running into it. Hard to cut hair and be down at Target at the same time. Hard to cut hair and be at the pool hall the same time. Your ex-husband cut hair, you run into him all the time. How the hell that happened when most barbers is in the barber shop? That's the start out. Man, so when you moved out of nearby town so you quit running up into him, you started dating a guy at work. And you all have an amazing everything except everything y'all have in common except sex drive. So a few days ago, you drove back to your old stomping ground, that's the city you moved from, to finalize your divorce. Well, you and your ex-husband and I ended up, y'all had sex in the parking lot of the courthouse. Well, how, this what kind of divorce was this? I've been to court 2 times for this here. I saw my ex in the parking lot.
Okay. Careful.
She was shooting at me. So much for us making love in the car. It's hard to do that if somebody to open fire on you from across. Yeah, good thing she couldn't shoot. Anyway, y'all ended up having sex in the parking lot at the courthouse. Then he followed you home over 1 hour away. This is the new city you moved to. And y'all got busy all night long. It felt good to be back in his arms. But I kept getting phone calls and texts from a boyfriend. He just texted, 800 missed calls, 62 voice messages, 38 texts.
Hang on,
then
Steve.
When we come back, I'll tell you what she said she did.
Okay, we've got part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject for today's Strawberry Letter, he wants to talk to my ex. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he wants to talk to my ex.
Okay, this lady in the letter, let's just come to this term, is a liar. So the little liar that wrote this letter, she was married for 4 short years. Each year is 365 days, and unless you have a leap year and you miss a day or something. I don't know how she thought one of them was shorter than the other.
Leap year as
these long-ass years, though. They same damn time anyway. Then her and her ex-husband, they still really good friends, and she moved out of town so she could quit running into him. Come to find out he's a barber, so I don't know how she running up into him a lot. But she moved out of town. She started working. She started dating a guy. They got a lot in common except for sex drive. So she went back to her old town to finalize her divorce. Her and her ex-husband ended up having sex in the parking lot of the courthouse. What an amazing divorce this was. And then he followed her home back to the city she had moved to get away from him. She led him back to her bedroom and 1 hour away. They got busy all night long, and it felt so good for her to be back in his arms again. But she said she kept getting phone calls and texts from her boyfriend, and his text said he was worried about me. Yeah, because you ain't returning none of his calls and phone calls. Then she said, I managed to text him back. See, now, when a person manages to text him back, that means the barber finally let go. That barber was in there. She said they was busy all night. That boy was up in there handling, flipping, tossing, holding, pressing, stretching. You couldn't get no water or nothing. When you finally got a chance, you look up, you managed to text him back and told him you wasn't feeling good and was in bed. Nah, all that's true. That's the only truth you wrote in the letter. The next morning, I didn't go to work. Well, hell, you can't. So my boyfriend came to see if I needed anything. I had to tell him I had COVID so he wouldn't stay. Now you talking through the door. You don't come in here.
That's pretty good. COVID. That was pretty good.
She had a mask.
Yeah, that was good, but that was a lie.
Yeah.
She was just beat up by, she was barbershop beat. That's all that was. That wasn't COVID. That's barbershop beat. That's man in there with some heavy clippers. So then he knew that I had gone to deal with my ex and my divorce. So he suggested that I call my ex to let him know that I have COVID so he could go get tested. What? Why she got to call her ex, tell her ex to go get tested? They was in the courthouse. Ain't she got to call everybody down at the courthouse? Mm-hmm. Why don't she just call the whole courthouse and tell the whole courthouse, hey, I got COVID. Y'all need to go down and get tested. Why are you so damn concerned about the ex anyway, dog? Mm-hmm. Go down there and make sure to let him get tested. He said, I need to do the right thing. And if I don't tell my ex, he will. What? He knows he can call my ex at the barbershop. He's threatened to do it before. Wait. What you mean he's threatened to do it before? Now, that's the part in the line I don't understand. I'm finna call your boyfriend at the barbershop because of what? What is it that you do that makes him want to tell on you? See, what kind of relationship y'all got? This dude right here, you do it again, I'm gonna call your ex. What? You know something I ain't never said in my life? You know something I ain't never thought in my life?
Right.
I don't even know how. What? That line threw me off. He can call my ex at the barbershop. He's threatened to do it before. If you don't, I'm going to ask him about you. What? Anyway, I told him if he calls my ex-boyfriend, I'm breaking up with him. That made him think I have something to hide, and I do. Lady, you got to stop lying, because this ain't what you do.
She's not a good liar, is she?
You should have said call him. I don't care. Yeah. And when you call him, watch what happens. It'll be your last call about me, because I wish you would call another man to check on me. What kind of man are you? That's what you should have did. That's what you should have said. But no, you letting him use your boyfriend to threaten you, and it made him think I have something to hide, and I do. My ex-husband will be completely honest about everything. Who they dudes you dating? Your ex-husband will be completely honest about everything. What? What kind of dude is this? Mm-hmm. What? Where you meet these men at? You said, and my ex-husband will be completely honest about everything. Where this dude at? Where you meet these two honest men at that care for each other's health and welfare? You better call him and tell him to get tested, because if you don't, I will. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lady, you pick bad men right here. You stupid. If my boyfriend calls him, I love my boyfriend, but is he the wrong man for me? And he can't trust me enough to believe what I'm telling him?
What?
Hell, you lied.
All right, leave your comments
on
today.
I ain't got no help for you. I don't care what happened.
Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, you know what? It's Uncle's birthday.
Got his damn Texan hat on. That's
yeah, I got that on, Uncle. But, you know, it's your birthday, Uncle. 67 today, man. You know, we want to thank you for all the hard work you put into us, Uncle. We appreciate you. I thank you for being my mentor. I know you looking for your return investment. I know I don't learn everything when you want me to. I know. But I appreciate you. I do. And happy birthday, huh? Okay. That's all.
Nice. No.
Yeah, that's all I had to say. For I ain't being mean.
Sweet. That was nice.
I really care about you, Unc. I really do. Now, the Browns, you already got your first gift. The Browns ain't in the playoff. We already got that. You already got that one. You can keep that gift. That's yours. Hold that one.
Well, that took a turn.
It took a turn.
It took a turn. Yeah, Brown go home. Right. You know,
yeah. It'll be all right. Football season be over with. He ain't going to have that hat on every day.
Well, you know what, man?
I get it, though. Oh,
yeah, you're going to give
me off pretty
soon. We playing the Ravens Saturday. We got the Ravens. Do you think we can win that game?
What?
See? Oh, he ain't going to be with you, man.
I just didn't see what he. Tell what he's thinking on his birthday.
Wait.
Yeah.
You beat the Browns.
Yeah.
I'm used to the Browns doing this to me every year.
Okay.
You're going to beat the Ravens.
The Texans and the Ravens playing that. You don't think you can win that game.
Junior. I really ain't got no dog in this fight.
Okay.
But I am a huge Lamar Jackson fan and have always been a Raven fan because you all don't know this, but Baltimore is really the old Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's true. You know what, Unc? I've noticed every quarterback you root for lose. You know, Jalen Hurts, gone. Mm-hmm. See, you need to start rooting for quarterbacks. See, every quarterback you root for, Lamar Jackson, you root for him, gonna be gone.
Oh, okay.
I like the way Junior does it, though.
I'm just telling you. Uh-huh. You should root for us to be gone. Root for CJ. We'll be gone.
Well, no, I don't want to do it like that. I like CJ. He had a hell of a season. And he ought to win
like
rookie
our
of the year.
Leave, I was alone. Don't
he
like
ought to be winning rookie of the year. But you talking about he going to be gone. You know, ain't the only thing going. You can take your head off.
You know, you like. Wait a minute. Let me tell you what.
It comes tell personal.
Even with that said. Yeah. See, when you said that. Dak Prescott, man. You liked him too. Gone. Quit rooting for quarterbacks. That's what you need to stop doing, huh?
I never gave a damn about the Dallas Cowboys. You just trying to prove your point.
Oh, you like Dak Prescott?
Well, hey, man. But just let me ask you this question.
Say it.
I really ain't got no dog in the fight. If Texans win, I'm going to congratulate you.
You will have to.
Thank you. But let's be clear, though. Baltimore is not Cleveland. You get another weekend. You don't get another damn weekend. I'm Cleveland over.
At the top of the hour, a woman needs some advice, Steve. She's very particular about what touches her body, and she needs your help right after this.
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is from Kiana in Germantown, Steve. Kiana says, I'm a complete germaphobe and I'm dating a man that tests my limits. I ask him to wash his hands and brush his teeth before bedtime so I don't have any issues with being intimate with him. I don't want his mouth anywhere on my body if he hasn't flossed and brushed and rinsed. I also don't want his nasty hands handling me in my special place. I'm trying to keep everything working properly. How do I get him to be more sanitary in bed? Am I asking too much?
You ain't asking much at all, man. Mm-hmm. You ain't asking much at all. I'll oblige all that. I do everything what you need. But now when I do it, I'm going to need to be in here. I'm going to be strong with it now. Hands and mouth. Don't stop me. Here I come. More mouth, more hands. Here it is. Hands and mouth, mouth and hands. Yeah.
Need some gloves.
Yeah, he got to do better, though. I don't even see what the argument is, man. Right. That's the woman's request, bro. That's the woman's request. You give her what she want, you get what you want. That's an exchange. I don't wash my hands.
What?
Wash I ain't finna hand. Rinse my mouth. What is you talking about?
That's nice.
Just had this ham sandwich. Why would I take the flavor out of my mouth when I just ate this damn sandwich?
Not the flavor.
All right. I think we have time for one more. This one's from Trudy in Augusta. Trudy says, I'm 61, and I was out with my granddaughter Saturday and ran into my sorority sister at a restaurant. I had on my leggings, heels, and a fedora, and my sorority sister made the comment that I'm still holding on for dear life. I commented that I'm old, not dead, and she got offended. She thought she could come at me like that, and she didn't expect me to clap back. She wants us to talk and clear the air. Will it clear up her jealousy? Should I leave her in 2023?
Well, I don't understand what y'all got to clear the air for.
Right.
See, you said what you said.
Yeah.
I said what I said.
We do.
Now, yeah, that's it. I mean, I don't understand what do you want to talk about? It seems like the conversation really over.
Mm-hmm. Ladies might get offended and it drags out.
Huh?
You know. Am I right, ladies? Do ladies get offended and it'll until she apologized to me or she said what she said, it just keeps...
Oh, yeah. It could go on. Mm-hmm. It could go on for
Well, the lady who initiated it by saying, I see you still trying to hold on, that started it.
Yeah,
whatever. She got fired. Yeah.
She was hating.
Yeah, yeah. The shade.
But she had on her leggings and her heels and stuff.
Uh-huh. I ain't dead. Well, that's a cool response.
Yeah.
We need to talk and clear the air. What you finna justify what you said to me?
Yeah, that's what she said. Will it clear up her jealousy?
No.
Wow.
I love it.
Don't dish it if you can't take it.
Yeah, that's
great. Hello.
Because I got it for you.
So she's asking, should she just leave her and her jealousy back in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this ain't the first time, though. This ain't the first time. If you think back over your friendship, this ain't the first time she'd have fired a shot. Because she's that type of person. You don't, this ain't your first time firing 60.
Mm-hmm.
You done fired this shot before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Like I don't drag people along with me no more.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't encouraging or helpful or benefit, man, let's just go on in this relationship.
Mm-hmm. So one lady had on a nice fedora, another, and she had on her leggings and her heels. So what did the other lady have on? What did the other lady have on?
Moo dress. House coat.
A moo-moo?
At the restaurant.
She had on something that wasn't fitted. You could beat and bleed at. And them loose tops that hang over your breasts and just hide. And look out your head. Yeah. Nothing form fitting on her. You know.
She said, holding on for dear life.
Had on a nice little pretty pajama set.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this is some good news out of Philly. For the second year in a row, the Philadelphia Eagles football teammates Jason Kelce, Jordan Mailata, and Lane Johnson got together to record a limited edition holiday album celebrating Christmas, friendship, and Philadelphia. The album is called A Philly Special Christmas, and it's raised over $3 million, Steve. That's twice as much as last year's album. The proceeds were distributed among 12 local charities in Philly. The producer of A Philly Special Christmas explained, quote, it's a testament to the power of music, friendship, community, the city of Philly, and most of all, the enjoyment we had making and sharing these songs. So, have you guys heard any of these players sing, Junior?
No, no, about you haven't about heard that. We want to win the football game. Nobody
right,
damn you about your rap career and all this here. How good you sing? We're trying to win the football. I watch the Eagles for football. I ain't never tuned in for the Eagles for no damn album. You can ask some Philly fans right now, do they want to win or they want a new damn album? Either. Quit dropping albums and drop some wins. Uh-huh. 105.3 WDAS sound like Philly to me now.
Yeah.
I'm speaking on behalf of Philadelphia football fans. Quit dropping albums and quit dropping all them damn passes and pick up some damn wins. Better not make another album next year.
All right. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time now, guys, for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather for the rest of your life eat only Chinese food or only Jamaican food for the rest of your life? Yep, Chinese.
That Jamaican gonna wear me down. I love it. I love
it's
it.
So that's good. That jerk is gonna jerk you around.
Yeah, jerk cheese.
You know how big we go.
Rice and peas, plantains.
You better give me that egg drop soup. You better give me that egg drop soup.
Egg drop soup.
Shrimp fried rice.
Something like
light.
Jamaican.
I'm going with Jamaican food.
Yeah, the Jamaican.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, jerk it is. All right, would you rather try and hold your TT, or would you rather try to avoid falling asleep in a meeting?
What?
Hold your TT.
I'm grown. You might have said TT to me.
Tell you right now, I still go to this bathroom.
You have fallen asleep in a meeting.
I go sleep.
I can't hold it.
I don't give a damn. No.
I can't hold it. Nah, none of them.
I can't hold nothing.
For
yeah,
what?
Guys. Yeah, you guys can't hold
it. You said try to, though. What?
No, I can't even. Man, no. Like, you ever been at the mall and asked for the restroom and they point way down there? You be going, mm-hmm. Oh, start thinking about some alternatives.
No, you held it that long.
Yeah, what can I do on the way down here? Let me see.
All right, would you rather sex under a weighted blanket? Or would you rather sex under a heated blanket?
A and B.
Either way, I'm finna faint. Either.
Too heavy and too hot.
Yeah,
we couldn't do that.
Too hot. Mm-hmm.
So you all pick the weighted blanket.
I pick A and B. I'm having sex. I don't care what happens to me.
Would you rather a head full of curly hair? Ooh,
Junior. Let me handle this one. Go ahead.
Okay. Shirley, why would you even start this mystery? No, I swear to God.
Shirley, go ahead.
Or hazel eyes, that's all. Or hazel colored eyes. Yeah.
Well, let's go over this. Let's talk about the three people on this show.
Okay. The guys.
Ain't none of us got hazel eyes, nor will we look good with hazel eyes. So how is it going with this curly hair?
Well, I don't know.
Who like Junior amongst us?
I mean,
Shirley said, like Junior used to have. Shirley, what happened to it?
I don't know. I'm out. I don't.
They're saying, oh, not
you
voice.
Out. After you
that
throw
was
it out there,
not my voice.
You said what Junior used to have was curly hair. What happened?
Well, it's time to go. Sorry, guys. We can't get damn, into Shirley. It. We'll be back with our closing remarks from the birthday boy.
You ain't
right after
sorry,
this.
Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Steve Harvey.
Happy birthday.
It's your day.
Happy birthday, big dog. Yeah,
appreciate you know something. And happy birthday to Tasha Farrell, Carla's baby girl, sweet 16 today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Happy birthday, baby girl. But it's all about you, Steve. Come on, King. What you got?
Here's my closing remarks because it is a day to me that symbolizes I've been around the sun 67 times. I used to didn't know exactly what that meant, but the older I get, the more I appreciate them trips around the sun. This birthday is different from all the rest, though, because this birthday I woke up like all birthdays, filled with gratitude. But today is different because today I really gave thought to all of the lessons God has taught me. I really spent some time this morning thinking of all the incredible things He has shown me. Everything, I started thinking about so many things He's done for me. I ran out of time because I couldn't even, it's no way I could list or begin to tell you what all He's done for me. But I would like to share with you some of the things He's shown me. And the one thing I appreciate most about this birthday, I appreciate the strength that God has given me. He has strengthened me and given me a measure of peace that I did not know I could have. You know, and it's a funny thing about God. God don't oftentimes give you what you want. He gives you what you need. And that often is the same thing. So, you know, when I ask God to strengthen me, He puts me under attack. See, you don't get good at getting strong until you start lifting heavier weight. So He put me under attack. I asked God, I want to have a closer relationship with Him. So guess what? He put me in a position where I needed Him. He showed me that it's Him and only Him. That He is the one factor that I can rely on no matter what happens. He done taught me a lot. He's taught me how to deal, how to become more respectful. He's taught me how to hold my peace. He's shown me how to stay on the wall. He's taught me how to let the Lord fight my battles. He really made me understand Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against me and every tongue that comes against me will be refuted. So guess what? I don't have to respond back no more. I used to feel like I had to set the record straight because I have a public platform, and if you talk about me, I can set the record straight. I ain't got to set no record straight. God got me straight. God know the truth about me. God made me. I don't want to say that to everybody. If you know who you are and whose you are, don't let nobody come shake your tree because they said something about you. They put you on online. They on Facebook talking about you. And it ain't true. What difference does it make to you? God has shown me so much over the years. I thank God for all the life lessons that has made me know the things that I know. What I did not know was why God allowed me to ascend to the heights that I've ascended to. And it finally dawned on me what He did. He allowed me to have the rough road that I had, the rough journey, so I could learn the lessons that I had. So when He took me to where He was taking me, He made me the person. He put the spirit in me to turn around and share that information with millions of people, those who are willing to hear it. So see, I was talking to Judge Mathis one day, and he told me one day, he said, you can't be big and small at the same time. See, so when you come under attack, you can't be the same as the people that's attacking you, because then there won't be no difference. There will be no message in it for people who are watching you. So I just hope that I stay and remain the person that God wants me to be, that I stay on the wall. Just because you under attack don't mean you got to attack back. Let them do what they doing. Man, God got you. God got you. He got me. God has been good to me for 67 years. I'm healthy. Now, have I had some health issues? Yeah. But I'm healthy, though. He got me through it. I got a wonderful family. I work hard. I'm elevated. God got me in positions I never thought I'd be in. That's the God I serve. So y'all, in your journey in 2024, know this. Stay as close to God as you possibly can. Because God can get you through the roughest, the toughest, and the strangest moments, and you'll come out on the other side bigger, stronger, and better than ever. That's all I got to tell you on this birthday, that if it was not for the Lord Almighty, my Lord and Savior, I wouldn't be who I am today. I believe in Him. He's mine, and I'm His. And there's nothing nobody can do about that. That's my birthday, man. Happy birthday to me. I hope you give me a whole lot more, though. I really, really do. Happy birthday, Steve Harvey. Keep it pimping, boy. You understand? 67. Finna go out here and get loose.
Happy birthday, huh?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.